USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Russia continues to hurl bombs into Ukraine, President Zelensky addressed Australia's parliament this morning.
We can say that Russia destroyed our dream. No, they just burned down a plane, hardware, a shell, but not the essence, not the freedom, not the dignity, nor our independence.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says Russian military leaders may be misleading President Putin's war efforts after invading Ukraine last month.
Mr. Putin has not been fully informed by his Ministry of Defense at every turn over the last month.
Russian officials were in China today, concluding they are building on a new world order. Federal regulators last week allowed a legal loophole that will let former members of Congress spend leftover campaign money on personal expenses. USA Radio News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford. For your free quote, call 1-800-272-1955. That's 1-800-272-1955. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-272-1955. SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
President Biden wants more money for COVID preparedness.
President Biden says COVID is not over, but it no longer controls our lives. Speaking from the White House, Biden unveiled a new government website, COVID.gov, which will allow everybody to get any information they seek about the ongoing pandemic. Biden also calling on Congress to authorize billions of dollars in additional funding for COVID services and treatments.
We need to secure additional supply now. We can't wait as we find ourselves in the midst of another surge to act. It will be too late.
President also receiving his second booster. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The CDC's Title 42 order was first issued by President Trump in March of 2020. Using the pandemic as a reason for turning back migrants that may bring the disease into the country, hindering our efforts to eradicate the disease that originated in China. The end of Title 42 will take place in late May when the Biden administration has announced it will allow it to expire. USA Radio News.
Are you diabetic and searching for a healthy beverage to enjoy every day? Consider diabetic-friendly and delicious GlucoDown drink mixes. GlucoDown drink mixes are specially enriched with prebiotic fiber, essential vitamins and minerals. There's no sugar or caffeine.
GlucoDown's clinically proven prebiotic fiber helps maintain blood sugar levels in a healthy range, especially after meals.
8 diabetic-friendly, delicious flavors. Shop now at Amazon. Search GlucoDown. That's G-L-U-C-O, down.
Action movie icon Bruce Willis was having cognitive issues on the set of his recent films and was unable to remember his lines before his family stepped in to take care of him. On Wednesday, Willis' family announced the star has been diagnosed with aphasia and will step away from his decades-long career. President Biden's proposed $5.8 trillion budget focuses far too much on climate change than other priorities, such as Ukraine or the border security. Senator Marsha Blackburn, the Republican from Tennessee on Newsmax, makes the claim.
Budgets are about priorities, and when you're spending $5.8 trillion and your focus is climate change, now think about this in regard to where we are right now. With Russia and Ukraine, with China and the threat that we have from the Chinese Communist Party and the other two members of the ACL with Russia and China, which is Iran and North Korea. And then you have people from 160 countries that came across this border last year, 1 million people that have already come across this border this year, this fiscal year, and you're saying, oh, well, we're not going to put money into securing the border. We're not going to put money into stopping people that we do not know who they are or where they're from coming into this country.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.